former president. A sheriff's deputy and a Syracuse, New York police officer are dead, shot by a suspect who was also fatally shot last night in the Syracuse suburb of Liverpool. On Wall Street, the Dow up 137 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Conservative Theological University has provided biblical theological education for God's pastors, evangelists, missionaries, and Christian educators since 1982. CTU would be delighted to assist you in your Bible studies. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE today. The CTU campus is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295. Leave your contact info today at 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're asking the question today, the issue that we're speaking about today, should Israel defend itself? You'd be surprised the position that global leaders are taking. Even China is saying that Israel needs to restrain itself. America is saying that Israel should not, quote, retaliate. And other Islamic jihadist nations, the Islamic jihadists that are demonstrating in Dearborn, Michigan, and in Wisconsin, and in Minnesota, and New York, and other places, including major Ivy League campuses, the Islamic jihadists that have invaded, pervaded, and now are standing up in saying death to America, death to Israel. We need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that God is in control. God is has his hand on the nation of Israel. And if Israel is put in a position where they, listen, when we had 9/11 in America, George Bush said, we're going to come get you. And we followed the trail. We went after those that had attacked America. Now, personally, I think there was a little short-sightedness there, and some of the ones that they blamed and some of the ones that they went after, or that we as a nation went after. But nevertheless, that was the response. It's not called retaliation. It's called self-defense for the nation. I'm looking at a headline, Democrats accused of actually wanting to end America. Now, this article is pretty fascinating. This writer says, it was many years ago already, but at the Denver Convention for the Democrats, when Barack Obama was nominated, he ranted and grimaced and promised America about he being fundamentally changed. Since then, the evidence shows that he wanted to push the United States into a socialist realm of government mandates and control. Remember the demands of Obamacare? But Democrats now have gone far beyond that. Democrats now want to end America as we know it. And that's what we see taking place. I'm amazed. I'm not shocked necessarily, but I'm amazed and shocked in the realization and recognition that we have those that call themselves America that's demanding, chanting, death to Israel and death to America. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, I'm thankful that Benjamin Netanyahu is in control in the nation of Israel. And it's my prayer that we could see that type control come back to American presidency and be seated in the Oval Office. Look at a headline. waiting game over. Israel prepares response to unprecedented Iranian attack. On Friday, this writer worked on and submitted to WorldNet Daily an internet news article headline, "The Waiting Game Over." What will Iran's response be to Damascus attack? Within hours, we had our answer. Here in Israel, the news that Iran's military response has begun was a somewhat surreal experience. Attacks on this of this nature obviously don't have the immediate immediacy of thousands of people storming the borders, killing indiscriminately, and taking hostages. No, there was a period of waiting as the drones and missiles traversed the distance from Iran. The atmosphere is tense here on the streets in Israel. This is just prior to the drones coming in. The Home Command, which gives citizens information on how to conduct life in threatening national situations, ordered schools to close Sunday as Israel braced itself for Tehran's response to the IDF's alleged strike on April the 1st against its consulate in Damascus. The question this writer asked, should Israel strike back against Iran? Further, the article states, in the early hours of Sunday, more than 9 million Israelis, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Druze, Bedouins, and others collectively held their breath as we wondered what collection of drones and missiles would be shot over our way. This is saying nothing of the report of Tehran's development of the hypersonic weaponry that it now has. Ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a dire circumstance and situation in the Middle East. We're watching, I believe, the further expansion of World War III. As Tucker Carlson said, it's not a matter of if we're in war with Iran. We are already in a war with Iran. And based on what Iran is demanding, based on what Iran has already demanded and gotten, what they're presently demanding from Joe Biden, to me, literally proves in my mind, with my opinion, my position, that Joe Biden is a puppet in the hands of China and Russia and Iran. I believe that Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal have been selling secrets, giving away control, and undermining America to fundamentally change it, as Barack Obama said that he would do. I believe that they're such puppets that they have literally committed, in my opinion, my position, they've committed treason against America. And now Iran, China, and Russia realize that they can make any demands they want on Joe Biden, and he will bow and surrender to their demands. I am concerned about where we see this going. I'm looking at a headline. Is attack against Israel setting up Bible prophecy? This writer says, and the answer to that is, and this goes back, throwback, a writer for the Hamas attack. Over the weekend, the terrorists of Hamas sent troops to attack Israel, massacring hundreds of music festivals and hundreds more in settlements along the border of Gaza. Christian evangelist Greg Laurie is warning that the violent events now developing were predicted in the Bible. And he can say that about not just what happened with the Hamas in Gaza, but also what's happening today. He goes on to say, predicted in the Bible, and people should be paying close attention to what God is doing. Quote, you're seeing Bible prophecy fulfilled in our lifetime, in real time, before our eyes, he wrote in his column. Greg Lowry noted the last time Israel officially was at war was in 1973 when Egypt, Syria, and others, in fact, there were six nations surrounding Israel that attacked in 1973, and I believe it was like a six-day war, and God gave them victory over the six nations around Israel that protected them from total destruction. God's hand is on the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand that this horrific slaughter that took place on October the 7th, 2023, I want us to understand that it was 1,400 Jewish citizens, approximately. Some say 13, 14, etc. It's close to that. And now there's been a negotiation with Hamas to have the hostages released. Hamas has said no, and they've reneged and rebelled against any offer that had to do with hostages being released. Now, in case you've not guessed it, case you've not wondered in your mind why they will not release any more hostages, it is my most humble opinion that there are no more hostages alive. They have been starved to death, or they've gone without their medication that was life-saving medication, or simply out of fear and trauma, they have died. I believe they're in the tunnels under Gaza, dead. Hamas can't produce them. They can't negotiate to exchange their hostages for criminals that Israel has in its jails of the jihadist terrorists. And here we are today, where we're watching the attack. By the way, listen carefully. You have Hezbollah, you have the Houthis, you have Hamas, and a number of others that are puppets for the nation of Iran. And now we have, coming from the granddaddy of all terrorists around the globe, the nation of Iran, sending missiles and drones to attack the nation of Israel. There's no way, as had been said earlier by the Biden administration, that Israel should not attack Iran because it was not Iran. But ladies and gentlemen, I've said for quite some time that all of these puppet entities, puppet states, are simply the tools of Iran carrying out the terrorist attack with the goal in mind of destroying the nation of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, nation of Israel is called the little Satan. America's called the big Satan. And if they will go after Israel and we do nothing, they will absolutely come in to terrorize America. In fact, I find it interesting that the CIA and the intelligence apparatus in America told us that within 48 hours, Israel would be attacked. That within 48 hours, that was a week ago, within about 48 hours, we could expect an attack on American soil. I believe what we're witnessing that just happened in the nation of Israel is on the planning stages to be carried out in the United States of America. And I believe that as a result of that, Americans prayerfully will wake up and realize we've got to change occupants of the Oval Office. If we do not change the occupants of the Oval Office, we're gone as a nation. We will be gone under, as Ronald Reagan said. If we're not one nation under God, we'll be a nation gone under. And I believe that's what we're on the fast track for, unless we switch occupants of the Oval Office as immediate as possible. But ladies and gentlemen, reaction around the globe. The U.S. government tried to prevent Israel's self-defense, even with Biden's attempt to undermine Benjamin Netanyahu. Did you realize, some have not heard this, that the Biden administration tried to undermine Benjamin Netanyahu? They tried to get the Israeli citizens stirred up enough to try to dethrone, to remove, to put out of office Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm saddened, but at the same time, it ought not to surprise us. Joe Biden feels that if he had a weaker leader in Israel, that he could carry out his plans for what he's wanting to do, to have the Islamic jihadists dominate and destroy the nation of Israel. But God's hand is in play. I'm looking at a headline. It's from Benjamin Netanyahu. Every Hamas operative will die. Old Testament justice in Israel. Harsh justice, Old Testament style, is apparently in the near future for the Islamic terrorists in the Middle East. That's what it's heading toward with the Hamas militants who launched the war against Israel several months ago. And it goes on to talk about the representative Tim Burchett, B-E-R-C-H-E-T-T-A, a Republican from Tennessee, expressed confidence in Israel's ability to bring Old Testament justice against Hamas. And ladies and gentlemen, that is my prayer, that they will do so against the nation of Iran. It is time that we allow Israel to stand on its own feet, allow Israel to make its decisions without America's intervention trying to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, in the book of Zechariah, the 12th chapter, the Bible says this in verse 2 and 3. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people around about, when they shall be in the siege both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut into pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the prophetic text talking about in the last days of what is going to take place when nation against nation fulfilling the prophetic text in Matthew chapter 24 about the signs of the last times. We're watching that today. But God's word says that those nations that come against Israel will be crushed, that Israel will be a burdensome stone. What does it mean, a burdensome stone? The nation of Israel become a stone so heavy that they can't lift it, and the ones that try to lift it will be crushed by it as they try to destroy the nation of Israel. But I go back to the text in Genesis, the 12th chapter, verse 1, 2, and 3. The scripture says, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from the father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and thy name shall be greater, and thou shalt be a blessing." Further in verse 3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Ladies and gentlemen, we find then in chapter 13 of the book of Genesis, verse 15 and following, the scripture says, "And all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever." And when I'm teaching hermeneutics, that's art and science of biblical interpretation, to the students in the classroom in the university, and I read something like that, I say, "How long is forever?" Very simple answer, it's forever. Unending. And God said, "The land is yours forever." He didn't say the land is yours for 75 years and then you're going to surrender to the Islamic jihadist. God didn't say, "I'm going to give it to you for 100 years and then you've got to turn it back over to the Islamic jihadist." Didn't say that. He said in the 16th verse of that 13th chapter, "And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then they shall, so shall the seed also be numbered." And he goes on to say, "Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, and I will give it unto thee." Ladies and gentlemen, the title deed to the land in Israel belongs to the Jewish people, not to the Islamic jihadists. And God said, "I'm giving you the title forever." The title deed came from God. So Benjamin Netanyahu is carrying out the task of maintaining his borders to preserve the land. Contrary to what we're doing in America, where Joe Biden has opened the borders, about 13 million illegal invaders have come in. They've been scattered across the nation. They've been dispersed and salted into about 43 major cities that are blue cities to increase the population. So the 2030 census, the redistribution of that which will be in the nation as far as the districts for the additional U.S. representatives, they are now spiking the ball, as it's called, to make sure that they have the overwhelming number that can put the socialist, Marxist, communist, Democrats in control of American government forever. That's the problem that I see. That's the long haul. And here we have our teachers in our schools today advocating for the hatred of Israel. I'm looking at a headline, "New York City teacher indoctrinates the preschoolers to hate Israel. Online academy instructs parents on the best ways to convey the Palestinian struggle for freedom against a New York City preschool teacher is instructing parents how to instruct children, their youngsters, with hatred of Israel and full support of Palestinian terrorists. The teacher teaches PS 59 in Middletown, Manhattan, that's the school number, is also the founder of the online academy where she provides curriculum, workshops, and consultations on how to indoctrinate your four-year-olds with the Palestinian state's beliefs that Israel is an outsider and they have stolen their land from the Arabs and they're carrying out genocide against them. Ladies and gentlemen, that's contrary to the scripture. And as you've heard me say a million times in the past 10 plus years on this broadcast, is that we need to look at everything that's happening through the biblical worldview, the lens of what does the scripture say. The scripture says the land belongs to Israel. The scripture says that Israel has the right to defend itself. Look at Esther chapter 8 and 9 and find out what God said in relationship to the Jewish people protecting themselves. Israel's protecting its borders. We're not doing that in America. I believe we have Jose on the line. Jose, go over the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother, it's so refreshing to see one of the Hamas founders' son. Have you seen his testimony in debating people on the field?
Yes.
It's so refreshing to see somebody with the knowledge experienced, and he lived that life among terrorists in the Middle East. And it's I don't have words to see those useful, how can I say, educated, so-called educated idiots that they're defending the terrorists, not knowing the damage that they are doing to the Middle East. And he goes and he just explains it. And they have no answer. They're like, huh? I mean, the amount of ignorance is spread by so-called educators and teachers. That would be nice to see this guy is speaking at most universities in the United States so he can educate the bunch of ignorance. They have no clue what's going on in the Middle East. They think that it's only shouting against Israel and from the river to the sea and all the nonsense. They have no clue what they're shouting and what they're saying. And it's, to me, it's like that's the damage control that is being done at the college and universities in America. It's sad, brother. It's really sad. The other point that I want to mention is you hit the nail on the head really good when you talk about all those illegals. They place strategically in many states. They are counting on the electoral votes. That's why the liberals, they fought tooth and nail against counting only people that are legal in this country. They know what's behind it. But many Republicans don't fight hard against this because that's how they steal elections. They count the legals and the illegals, and they grant them electoral votes. To me, that's cheating the system because the system is supposed to be for legal people, no illegals.
That's exactly right.
Many liberals don't know this. Oh, well, these poor people, they're not affecting anything. Really? I have no words, brother. It's just so upsetting, you know, to see the people, it's like zombies. They have no clue the electoral votes that every state is allocated based on the population.
That's right. And we're watching the illegal invaders. We're watching the illegal invaders as they come in. They're coming in from dictatorial third world countries. They're coming in where socialism, as we call it in America, where socialism is prominent, where the government supplies them food, clothing, and shelter, place to stay, tell them what to do. They simply become the little slaves for the government. And so when they come in, what are they going to vote for? I don't know if you saw it on television where some of the news media interviewing some of those invaders crossing the border and asked the question, who would you vote for? Joe Biden. Why do you vote for Joe Biden? Because he gives us money, because he gives us a telephone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They're coming in looking for the handout. They're looking. In fact, Colorado, they're talking about now defunding the police and using those funds for the illegal invaders coming in so they can have food, clothing, and shelter. We are watching socialism dominate in America, and that's the reason Barack Hussein Obama said that he would fundamentally change America. We're watching now Biden, which was Barack Obama's sidekick. We're watching now Joe Biden carrying out the same plan to undermine America, and it's to make America a socialist, Marxist, communist nation. We're on the fast track for that. But I'm thankful that Benjamin Netanyahu is in control in Israel. The question, Jose, and you probably already have felt it, talked it, and realized it, do you believe that Israel should defend itself? How should they defend themselves? When should they defend themselves?
I mean, it's obvious. If any nation is being attacked, they are supposed to defend themselves. So now the liberals are saying that they hope Israel don't respond to this attack. Thank God that the United States and Britain got together and some of the Arab countries to help Israel to prevent what was going to happen. And thank God that none of that happened. But imagine if that were going to happen. I don't get it. What's the liberal mentality? If that nation is being attacked, what do they want Israel to do? I mean, to okay them, to send them flowers for what they did? I'm sorry, bro. These people, it's beyond nonsense. They are, I don't know if they are clueless, brainwashed, or
well, it's a demonic delusion. We're watching a demonic delusion that seems to pervade all of the world. I'm looking at a headline, Jose, and I'll read it and get your response to it. Russia calls for restraint, speaks to Iran after strikes on Israel. Hit Dateline Moscow. Russia said on Sunday it was extremely concerned by Iranian strikes on Israel and called on all parties to exercise restraint but said tensions would remain high until the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians are resolved. In other words, Russia is saying that Israel needs to give up the land, Israel needs to supply the Palestinians with the nation of Israel's land, and then it will be over, and saying they should be restrained. And China has also piped in, said that Israel needs to show restraint. America said Israel needs to show restraint. In fact, Joe Biden has been stronger than that. He says that if Israel responds in a retaliatory fashion, that we will do no support for Israel, but there will be no military support, no financial support to the nation of Israel from America. In other words, with what Joe Biden said, we're turning our backs on Israel. What are your thoughts on that? How should our listeners today respond to it? How should we pray?
We know what's behind all of these, brother. There's somebody that White House knows. He's behind on the polls. And most of that negative polling is the clueless anti-Israel are telling the pollsters, we're going to vote against you if you keep supporting Israel. So he's trying to, for the name of votes and to be reelected and gain those votes back. That's what he's doing. He's throwing Israel under the bus. That's all it is. Everything is political, brother. And he knows that if he doesn't have the support of those clueless, he is in deep trouble. As it is, with them or without him, he is in deep trouble. But one of the things that concerned me too, brother, and this is my last comment, do you see all those college and university students celebrating Iran attack against Israel?
Yes.
That's beyond crazy and demonic. I have no words. We're talking about
Jose,
people that are going to be killed.
Jose, you touched on it. I have no words either. It's beyond comprehension. Here are people that lives in America. They're sustained by American Constitutional Republic and a representative form of government. And yet they're demanding that Biden or that Israel just cease and desist, that they need to be wiped out. They're shouting death to America and death to Israel. I don't understand that. It's like biting the hand that feeds you. I'm looking at a headline here that says Israel shoots down missiles and drones after Iran launches unprecedented attack. And then it talks about Russia and others saying they need to stand down. But here's the statement. In a statement Sunday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States does not seek Israel's escalation of the war or any conflict, period. That's frightening. Jose, thank you so much for your call. God bless you.
We need to keep looking up.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about should Israel defend itself. The answer is absolutely unequivocally yes. I believe that we need to recognize the fact that Israel is going to do that. I'm concerned, vitally concerned, and I pray that Israel will do what Netanyahu said. They're going to look at it and analyze it. They're going to do their planning, their preparation, and will strike when they want to, how they want to, and when they want to. And so it's my prayer that you and I, we as conservatives and Christians, will recognize the admonition of the Lord that we, Psalms 122:6, that we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that we pray that God will continue to protect, watch over, direct Benjamin Netanyahu as he protects his nation. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching.